Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
This is a cool story. Oh, it's cool for Jess Fox, who you will remember from the recent Tokyo Olympic Games, where she won a gold in the canoeing and then a bronze in the kayaking.
The kayaker, that's right.
What a legend
she is. I had no idea how cool that sport was until I watched the Olympics.
Until she won.
That's a cool sport.
And then her dad was commentating her gold medal run.
Richard.
It was just amazing.
He came on the show, didn't he?
He did. We did speak to her dad. And clearly Jess has made a real impression because someone has named their horse, racehorse, after Jess Fox.
What's it called?
This racehorse has been christened Foxy Gold, and they have confirmed that they have named the horse after Jess Fox and her amazing triumph at the Games.
That's a horse.
Yeah, it really is. So it got me thinking. First of all, what an honour.
Totally.
But the honour that you never knew you needed.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Somebody thinking that you're that much of a hero that they're going to name their pet after you. 131060, I'm sure there are other people who have named their pets after celebrities or people of media note or notoriety. Jody has called through on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jody. What did you name your pet?
We named our pet Pumbaa.
Yes!
Do I need to say any more?
And no.
Because a striking resemblance to?
Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Yeah, and is it your dog?
Yes, our dog. We have an English bulldog and he is big and fat and round and he grunts and...
Just like Pumbaa.
It makes perfect
sense. Just like
me.
Love that one. Pumbaa, we love you. Let's go to Ralph. Morning, Ralph.
Morning.
How are you?
What'd you name your pet?
He actually came to me with the name. His name's Warnie.
Wow.
Galar.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't think of a bigger galar in Australia than Warnie.
What's it like owning a galar? I could spend 15 minutes talking to you about this. What's a galar like as a pet?
He's pretty chill, but he can be very loud.
I would presume so.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great galar name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flaming galars.
Debbie, on 131060 as well. What do you name your pet after?
We named her after Miley Cyrus.
What? What sort of a pet did you name after Miley Cyrus?
So she's a very lovable dog, but she's...
There's always a but with lovable.
Yes, she's just mad, crazy, spins out, and just she literally runs at you like a wrecking ball.
That is perfect.
Miley Cyrus.
She was called Milo. She was a rescue dog. So she was called Milo. And the girl said, nah, that's a random brown boy dog name. So we have to call her Miley. And then she just ran at us and just hit you like a ton of bricks. So it was...
Made total sense.
It so suited her.
That's cool. I mean, there's other reasons why you can name your dog Miley Cyrus, but we don't need to go into those.
No, 100%.
No.